Victory in Christ. Chapter 8. He will come for me. It is the desire of Jesus that I should be with him where he is. He himself has said so in plain words. In order that this desire might be fulfilled, he came from heaven to this world. He lived for me, he died for me, he rose again, and now he ever liveth to make intercession for me. All this was necessary in order that he might save me from my sin and consequent separation from him, and might reveal his own life in me to make me ready for his coming. He loved me and gave himself for me. Union with God, in Christ, through the Holy Spirit, is Christianity as it has been revealed to me in my experience. Nothing else will satisfy the heart of God, and nothing else will satisfy the longing of my own heart. This fellowship commences here and now, and will be enjoyed in its full blessedness when I shall see him face to face. However much I may long to be with him, I cannot go to him. He must come for me. This he has promised to do, and I know that he will fulfill his promise. So I wait for him with confident assurance. He will not disappoint me. His coming for me will be the consummation of all his work for me, and of all my hope in him. The prophets have foretold this crowning event. The psalmists have sung concerning it. The saints of all ages have prayed for it. It is the goal of all history. During the long centuries it has been the expectation and the consolation of all the faithful. With them I wait for it. He himself has given me a variety of signs that I may know when my redemption draws near, and I see that these signs are now being fulfilled. He has displayed these signs in the heavens, and has written them in current events on earth. They unite to testify to me that the day of the Lord is near. It is near and hasteth greatly. To me he says, surely I come quickly. And my heart answers, come, Lord Jesus. In that glad day I shall not be simply a unit in a mass of humanity, unknown by name and unrecognized by him. It cheers me to know that he thinks of me individually, that he loves me personally, that he is my own representative before the Father, and that he will welcome me and give me a new name when he comes for me. I do not intend to disappoint him by not being ready to meet him. The preparation that I am making is to seek his presence with me in the Spirit every day. But while he tarries, I do not idly wait for him. He has commanded, occupy till I come, and I gladly obey. In willing service I testify to my trust in him, and to resent salvation through faith in him. But amid care and sorrow, labor and pain, in days bright and happy with heavenly joy, or in nights dark and sorrowful with earthly disappointment, the hope abides he will come for me. Jesus, my Savior, shall come from on high. Sweet is the promise as weary years fly. Oh, I shall see him descending from the sky, coming for me. He is coming for me. He is coming for you also. What does your heart say?